19 students left UW-Milwaukee with expectations of what they'd find in Port Arthur, Texas, a city ravaged by Hurricane Harvey in August of 2017. They knew the city was flooded during the storm, that people were displaced from their homes because of the water. What they didn't realize was the depth of the devastation and the stories they would find within the city. I spoke to a few of the students about what impacted them the most from their journalistic journey to Port Arthur in the aftermath of Harvey.
We went on Saturday morning to a church that was doing they called it a free garage sale, giving away toys, Christmas stuff for kids, hygiene products, food, clothing. And there was actually a small little girl that was volunteering and working, handing out towels to people. And I don't know, that image just really stuck with me.
Going to a bowling alley that people who had no home had to go to. And actually the person who works at the bowling alley told us a story that the firefighters actually had to break into the bowling alley, and then they actually called them half an hour after they broke into it to let them know that they were using that, and they actually used the parking lot as a boat ramp for people to come from boats and actually live there for about 2 to 3 days or so. So people were sleeping on the lanes and they were sleeping in the venue. That's what they had to do to stay alive. So
right when we landed, we went straight to a school, and the stories that people were telling, mothers and their children, of the day they were being rescued and getting on rafters or mattresses. And one woman said she was putting tape on her children's arms with their personal information in case they got separated in the floods. And that made me realize, wow, we're going to see a lot here that I wasn't really expecting.
No matter what happens to them, no matter if they lost everything, like this one lady, she had to shoot her dog. And no matter what happens to them, they are so happy and they're still willing to live life. They're just happy that they're alive. So that just puts in perspective, like, we shouldn't care about material things.
But they're still very positive people, and they just view it as another thing in life. I was surprised that every new person I talked to seemed like the nicest person in the world. Didn't meet a single bad person.
Up to this lady's house because we saw she had a pet carrier in her garage, and we were looking for people who had pets during the hurricane. And so we went up to her door and we asked her, and she just like stared at us for a second, and then she just like started bawling and told us that she went on vacation, or not vacation, but to visit her husband's brother like a week before Harvey hit. And so they didn't really know that it was like going to be a big storm and stuff. And so she took her dogs to the kennel, and when they were trying to come back, they couldn't because of the hurricane. And then when they finally got back, she went to the kennel where her dogs were, and the kennel owner told her that her dogs drowned in the hurricane and that she had to bury them for her. It was pretty powerful. Like, it's just crazy. I can't even imagine, like, if you go to pick up your dogs and they literally drowned.
And their houses, they lost most of their furniture and like any other stuff, but they still feel happy to rebuild their houses. So this kind of emotion affect me.
We also stopped at a firehouse, and it was really cool. They showed us a lot of stuff, but we got to talk to them for a few hours, actually, and they were telling us, like, the stories of, like, people they saved and, like, the events that happened and what they had to do to get to some people. And one story that they told us was that there was this elderly couple that was trapped in a house, and so they went out to get them, but because the water was so high, their fire truck stalled, so they had to get out, grab all their tools, and walk, like, a mile to them in, like, chest-deep water just to get to them. And just all the stories that we heard from them was pretty impactful, and it kind of puts things into perspective.
Coming back to Milwaukee, each of the students came back with their own stories and experiences from Port Arthur. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Haley McLaughlin.